Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Osipinski. I've been working with the lymphatic system for over 25 years, and in Scottsdale, Arizona, I help most health problems by reducing inflammation and the buildup of cellular waste, and I change people's lives. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help torticollis by improving the lymphatic system. Torticollis is mostly seen in infants, but it can happen to adults who use repetitive motions, in their arms especially. You're an avid tennis player. Are you a postal worker, you know, putting those letters into these little boxes all day long? All right, that repetitive stress can irritate the shoulder, especially the sternocleidomastoid muscle. It can even happen after an infection. Torticollis is very easy to see. The infant's or adult's head becomes contracted to one side due to shortened muscles. And in traditional medicine, the lymphatic system is really not included in the idea of torticollis. I will explain why you have to include the lymphatic system to help release this tension in the neck. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department in 1991, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. Dr. John Upledger, craniosacral therapy, Dr. Burrell, visceral manipulation, this is releasing the organs, and Dr. Chickley, lymph drainage therapy. And understanding the lymphatic system is what really moved me the most, because the lymphatic system maintains every system. And by learning to maintain this system, whether we do it manually or with diet or with supplements, we become in control of our health. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, published in 2006, and my on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explain how we're filling with cellular waste due to a congested lymphatic system. Most importantly, I give you steps to follow to dramatically improve the lymphatic system and health. Understanding this myth science, I developed bodywork called Lymphopractic that I use to help clients in Scottsdale, Arizona. In a lymphopractic session, I manually tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune system and natural detoxification to reduce inflammation. The sessions will make you or a child feel more relaxed in your body and mind than you have felt in a long time. You'll actually feel the tight neck and torticollis release and relax. It'll be much more mobile from your first session of Lymphopractic. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system around the globe, taking steps to improve the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system. You have a better chance of overcoming an illness, lowering your risk of disease, and improving how you feel mentally and physically. So what is torticollis? In reality, it's really just a shortened muscle called the sternocleidomastoid muscle. And when this shortens, it just pulls the head to one side. And it's not just that one muscle, it's the tissues in the whole area, in the shoulder, in the neck, even in the jaw, even into the head can become contracted. So this is something that we don't want to ignore, and typically it can go away by itself, but I believe you'll have some residual tightness in there, and it's much better to see somebody for the torticollis, whether you see a massage therapist, a physical therapist, somebody who's going to manually move that for you. The most common form of torticollis is congenital muscular torticollis. This is presented at birth or develops in the first 4 weeks after birth. To me, this means the infant became acidic in the womb. Non-congenital muscular torticollis may result from scarring or disease of the cervical vertebra, tonsillitis, rheumatism, enlarged cervical glands, retropharyngeal abscess, or cerebellar tumors. Some symptoms of torticollis are neck pain, thickened or tightened sternocleidomastoid muscle, occasional formation of a mass on that muscle from the contraction, tenderness on the cervical spine, tremor in the head, unequal shoulder heights, and decreased neck movement. Really, the head is pulled to one side and it can't go to it can't move much at all. In dealing with torticollis, you will not hear about the role the lymphatic system plays in creating torticollis and how you can use the lymphatic system to help reduce the contracted muscles and pain. And really, remember, that's what it is. It's really about toxic, acidic muscles. Your lymphatic system is a tiny network of vessels and nodes that helps to clean every system in your body, even your brain. So your skin, your muscles, your bones, your organs, your blood vessels, nerves, and brain are dependent on the lymph system to maintain them, to remove cellular waste, right? If your sternocleidomastoid muscle can't clean itself, then it builds with its own cellular waste that inflames it and tightens it. Unfortunately, we ignore this system that cleans us and don't even see that many of our health problems are due to toxicity from our own cellular waste building in the body and the brain. Remember, I wrote a book 13 years ago, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, how most of our health problems are due to cellular waste building in our body. And in the last few years, osteoarthritis, arteriosclerosis, anxiety, insomnia, breast cancer, lung tumors, heart failure, ALS, MS, Parkinson's, Huntington's, and schizophrenia have all been linked to cellular waste. So we have to understand that really most health problems are due to cellular waste building in our body. We just don't see it because we ignore the lymphatic system. So think of the lymphatic system as a plumbing system with pipes as thin as a strand of hair. When it's damaged or blocked, it can't reabsorb fluid, parts of cells, fats, and other debris. This acidic waste builds in your body, creating inflammation and tightness. And, you know, we don't even think about it. You know, we don't even understand that we have a system that's meant to clean us. And once you gain an awareness of this, you're going to have more control over your health. So why does torticollis develop? You know, to me, understanding the lymphatic system and torticollis, the sternocleidomastoid muscle and surrounding tissues become shortened and contracted due to acidity, right? I'm going to call it the SCM muscle. That'll save me some time. The SCM muscle attaches to the base of the neck at the manubrium of the sternum. And that means if you go up your sternum, the bone in the center of your chest, and you go up to your clavicles, that's where the sternocleidomastoid, the SCM muscle, is going to attach to, right? Now, it's going to attach to the clavicle and the manubrium. Well, right under that SCM muscle is where the major lymph vessel enters the subclavian vein. So when this area becomes congested, similar to log jams in a river, the SCM muscle becomes full of acidic waste as it builds around that area and it contracts. Recent research found an acidic brain cell may be a missed cause of Alzheimer's. When the brain cell, called an astrocyte, became acidic, researchers found the cell couldn't clean itself. It became toxic. And this is what's happening in torticollis. It's really happening in every health problem, whether it's sciatic pain, whether it's you're having headaches or eye problems or cancer. It's the cell becoming acidic. So the lymph system maintains your cellular environment and reabsorbs acidic waste from around your cells. And what I'm saying is that by improving your lymphatic system, by taking simple steps of, again, looking at your diet, looking at your supplements, and learning to maintain this area with your own two hands or seeing a therapist like myself, you can actually help your torticollis heal much faster. And it really comes down to relaxing the muscles. And to relax the muscles, we have to address pH in the body. And you often hear me talk about pH, which is potential of hydrogen, and it has to do with whether you're acidic, imbalanced, or alkaline in your body. And most of us, we know, are acidic, right? We spend billions on antacids and Prilosec and products, PPIs. So most of us are acidic. And when people tell me, oh, babies come out so pristine and clean, wow, they are mistaken. Many babies come out very acidic. They're sitting in a very small, confined space. They're not moving much. The mother possibly may be acidic, and again, the baby becomes acidic. So we have to understand that our babies are not coming out so pristine and clean, and that's why we have so many problems with, developmentally delayed, Asperger's, autism, ADHD, OCD, Tourette's. All these different problems are really due to an acidic pH stopping the lymphatic system. So most people are unknowingly overly acidic. And the pH scale goes from 1 to 6.9, and this is acid, right? More closer to 1, you have more acid, less oxygen. And that's important to understand that our tissues need oxygen, and when we're very acidic, they don't get oxygen. 7 is neutral or in balance, and 7.1 to 14 is alkaline. And we want to be between 6.5 and 7.5. You want to test your saliva and urine pH. So the body is always trying to find homeostasis, balance. When you're out of balance, acidic cellular waste can build in any part of your body and brain because the lymphatic system, another system that meant to clean us, just like your blood system, becomes constricted. In torticollis, the muscles are stuck in an acidic, contracted state. And when you gain control over torticollis by learning to maintain the lymphatic system, again, it's simply improving circulation and detoxification of acidic waste by just getting lymph flow moving. And it really is about flow. When we think about the lymphatic system, think about a system just like your blood system that must flow. And if it's not flowing, then it's not picking up waste or immune cells, and we become toxic. So before I tell you what you can do to maintain your lymphatic system and help torticollis and most health problems, let me explain how I can help you in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of LymphPractic. I help most health problems with sessions of LymphPractic. I tune up your lymphatic system over a few weeks. It boosts up your immune system and natural detoxification of cellular waste, and you feel better, normally from the first session. LymphPractic will make you more relaxed in your body and mind than you have felt in a long time. It improves the healing process. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for lymphatic system health coaching over the phone or Skype, but I encourage you to check out my on-demand virtual course that you can get now, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, 7 lessons with 30 easy activities to help you understand how to maintain your lymphatic system. And I had to teach my clients how to do this, you know, because after I work on them, they go home for a few weeks and they get more toxic again. So I developed a course to help my clients and the people I coach, and really this is something that will help everyone, no matter what your health problem is. And for children, or even an adult who has the torticollis, I added a bonus lesson, how to manually activate the lymphatic system in a child, which can be used in adult or teens, in 4 easy steps. Simply by holding the clavicles right where the torticollis is having a problem, by the abdomen and the pelvis, and then holding the head, we can open up the lymphatic system in just a few minutes, and children get very relaxed, and it's opening the lymphatic system, and in torticollis, it's actually stuck. So we really need to think about lymphatic system detoxification using diet, supplements, and lymphatic drainage or self-lymphatic drainage to help torticollis. If you're taking a few medications, medications can deplete minerals or add to an acidic pH. So the more medications you take, the more balancing, what I call balancing. We have to balance everything we do, the food we eat, the stress we receive, and, again, even the medications that we take. So look at what you or a child are eating. Is it mostly acid-forming or alkaline-forming? You know, when children start eating foods, we give them a lot of cereals, Zweiback, and different things, like even Cheerios. And these are acid-forming in the body. So we really want to give them more vegetables, ground vegetables, fruits, and really limit the acid-forming foods. So besides limiting processed foods, grains, we really want to, and if you're an adult, red meat, alcohol, coffee, tea, soda, all these things make us acid. Even brown rice and whole grains are acid-forming. We want to eat them once in a while, but we don't want to eat them all the time. So start eating more fruits and vegetables, juicing, smoothies, start putting more alkaline in your body. Help balance pH with products that buffer acid in the body. Magnesium is a very simple product that can help adults and children. Potassium, baking soda, a daily green drink. A product that I like is Buffer pH by they just changed the company, so I really don't know the company. It used to be by Voxa, and it has a little bit of baking soda and a bunch of alkaline B minerals. So, and the most important step with torticollis is actually Epsom salt baths. Take 2 cups of Epsom salt in a bath and take your baby in with you in the bath and have the baby sitting there for about 5 minutes with you and then hand off the baby. Or if you're using a little baby bath, put in a couple of tablespoons of Epsom salt and soak the baby in that with some baking soda in it. Systemic enzymes help to break down cellular waste in the body. And, you know, Natural Calm is an easy way to get magnesium into your child. It's a powdered form that you mix in warm water, and then you can give this to your baby in their bottle. And, again, we just give them a much lower dose. We want to take curcumin and omega-3s are anti-inflammatory, maybe more for adults. drink water with minerals, mountain spring water, Fiji, Essentia, gentle daily stretching, right? Nothing too intense, but, you know, after you start feeling better, try yoga. It really helps to keep you feeling better, and it makes a difference in your life. Receiving lymphatic or lymphatic drainage sessions are a powerful but gentle way, and if you can't get in to see me, you can definitely learn in my course how to activate your lymphatic system, and don't forget about my bonus course. Again, I like to put people through a few weeks of drainage, and it makes a difference. You can check out an acid alkaline food chart on my homepage, healthylymphsystem.com. Next Thursday's show will be on how to control lipedema with lymphatic system detoxification. And again, take some steps to help your child or yourself, and you'll see a major difference by including your lymphatic system. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.